All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm speaking to you from New York City on the 8th day of August, 2017. I do want to remind you that I'm the author of a newsletter called Jay Taylor's Gold, Energy, and Tech Stocks, and you can subscribe by going to miningstocks.com, or you can give us a call here in New York City at 718-457-1426, 718-457-1426 during normal work hours, and you can sign up for a subscription to my newsletter that way. And I must say that we are having some very exciting times, especially with some of our top picks, most notably Novo Resources, which just put out a press release, the first bulk sample, first two bulk samples, and it looks very, very strong to me. The stock was halted today. I expect it will open tomorrow. I don't want to comment too much on the numbers I'm glancing at because I haven't had a chance to look at them and thoroughly understand them, but on the surface, it looks very, very good. I wouldn't be surprised if the stock opens a great deal higher tomorrow, but this is a story I've been talking to you about over the last 2-3 years. Dr. Quentin Henning is scheduled to come on this show next week, Tuesday, a week from today. He is scheduled to be one of my guests, and of course, he'll have a lot of things to say about this new discovery, which is being compared with the Great Witwaters Rand deposit. Of course, there is much work to be done before that can be confirmed, but at least as a geological model, it is confirmed that legitimately, according to highly regarded geologists, that Dr. Henning may indeed be on to one of the truly great gold discoveries of recent times. Well, again, time will tell. Would like to also encourage you to consider subscribing to Chen Lin's letter. ChenPicks.com is the place to go for that. Chen has had an extraordinary track record in the past, picking unusual stories and done very well in the pharmaceutical area, the energy area, as well as the gold shares area as well. I want to thank each of you for listening and making this show one of the more popular shows on the Voice America Business Channel. Also, keep your questions, comments, criticisms, and praises flowing to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. Questions4taylor@gmail.com. We do want to thank our sponsors for making this show economically viable. Our sponsors for today's show are New Range Gold, RN Resources, Novo Resources, Genesis Metals Corp, Fireweed Zinc, and Osprey Gold Development. I've titled today's show, You Need Gold Investments Now More Than Ever. Dan Oliver, Michael Oliver, no relationship to Michael or Dan, they're not related. Michael will be with us again, and Peter Talman will be with me at about a quarter past the hour. He is the CEO of Klondike Gold, and that is another one of my top picks, a company I think is on to possibly a multi-million ounce gold deposit in the Klondike area of the Yukon. A truth about gold is kept secret from most investors because it doesn't really optimize the profits of Wall Street if people go out and buy gold and gold shares. Well, maybe gold shares a little bit, but otherwise they have their own products they'd rather sell you, and the margins are much better on those. So basically, I believe there is a very strong anti-gold bias on Wall Street. But nonetheless, it is a fact, as Dan Oliver will point out, that if you own gold, and Dan also says gold shares, you can enhance the returns of your portfolio while limiting the risk, or at least considerably reducing the risk of that portfolio risk being defined as volatility of returns. And certainly most investors right now see very little need to own gold because the Fed, which at least in part answers to Congress, is deeply biased towards stocks, it would seem. Every time, as David Stockman's pointed out on this show, every time the stock market starts to head down, the Fed would pump in more money into the system. And certainly congressmen don't want to see the stock market go down. They're deeply invested in stocks as well. So anybody that says there's not a pro-bullish bias in the stock market on the part of the policymakers, I think, would be probably sticking their head in the sand. But the idea now is that stocks can rise forever, but can they? And we'll ask Michael Oliver to opine on that in just a moment or two. We do know that even if gold isn't rising vis-a-vis the dollar, junior mining stocks can rise dramatically when they find large-scale profitable gold deposits. And again, I just mentioned Novo Resources could be on to one, but Klondike Gold also seems to be figuring out Mother Nature's secrets with regard to the structural controls of that gold that was there and eroded over millions of years into the famous Klondike gold fields. And Peter Talman, for the first time, he and his geological team have taken a serious scientific look at the origins of that placer gold, and Peter will be here to talk about that in just a few minutes. Meantime, though, Michael is with us, and thanks for being with me again today, Michael.
It's always fun, Jay.
Always good to have you here. You know, I noticed that actually the S&P doesn't want to seem to go down, but you have called now for a sell on the NASDAQ 100. How far do you think we are from an outright bearish call on stocks in general in the United States?
Well, I think it's I want consensus. The MSA reports momentum structural analysis. We've said that you got to take the stock market, not as in NASDAQ 100 or the S&P. You got to look at a lot of things. So the leadership, especially the so-called FANG stocks, which are at least four of them are front-loaded into the PNQI ETF, which is an internet ETF. You got to watch that as well because you want to see the leadership break, Amazon, Google, and so forth. The NASDAQ 100, you want to see it fractured, and the S&P, which is defined its level so well. We put out a report today using intermediate and long-term momentum showing that the trigger numbers on both were so close together it was amazing. Just down around 1250, the high 1240s would be pretty much do it. 2440s, 2450 level, which is we're 2479 right now. So we're talking a percent or so below us. There's a minefield. And I think if you can trigger that, it's very important. And it's important to the other categories. Because as we've noted, we call the dollar top, and it's come down hard. That has helped, in general, the commodity complex stabilize and firm. Some markets already firmed last year. Others are stabilizing and firming this year. Other aspects of the commodity markets, the grains in particular, have stabilized, and they're showing upturns. Oil is continuing to look like it's going to press up, I think, into the 60s. But the dollar has helped on that. But the thing that has been missing is something we noted in the weekend report when we took a theme from Alan Greenspan's recent comment that stagflation is coming back, which nobody believes. We do. We do think inflation is coming back, and we think the stagnation will continue. It never left. But the inflation is going to come back and shift from an investor preference towards stocks toward commodities. This happens every 10 years or so. You can go back and look. In 2000, for example, it was time to sell stocks for a good period of time and own commodities. It wasn't until 2011, in fact, that the reverse occurred, where you could sell commodities outright and buy stocks and make money on the spread, or you know, long stocks or short commodities. We think that's changing again. So it's 6 years later, and we think it's flipping around again. The first, we need a shin kick in the stock market. Just a little bit. I don't think a big one. You don't have to collapse it. But I think if you get down 3, 4, 5% and start to spook some folks, I think the smarter money is going to start the movement. And they're going to look at commodities as a value play. I mean, you're not going to take them to zero. You know, if you look at corn and the wheat and the charts and so forth, they have already collapsed. They're not going to zero. At worst, they're going to do is lay on their backs here. They're probably going up. And they all look technically primed for that. So when Greenspan came out with that comment, we took that as a theme and explained why we think it's true technically that the stagflation is going to hit and be the reality, the new reality, the late 1970s again, in other words. In fact, if your listeners want that report, all they got to do is go to our site, olivermsa.com, And there's a request button there, and send us an email, and we'll send you the sample report, including the gold update today. But I think the stock market's important in that regard. Even if you're not long or short stocks, if they wobble, I think there's enough smart people out there who realize that this game's gone on too long anyway. So where do you put your money now? And I think we're going to see feel the positives, like a biofeedback loop, that they feel it's more stable in the commodity arena now, given the levels they're at and to the direction they're trying to go in, upside, and that the stocks are, you know, priced off the page. And so, you know, it's never an overnight thing where everybody switches their preference, but wiser money, you know, moves first, and then the less wise money moves later. But I think the wobble in the stock market is a key thing to watch for now.
Mm-hmm. You know, Michael, I would guess that a lot of people are suggesting that inflation isn't a problem because they don't see any great growth, gangbuster growth in the economy. They're certainly right about that, but those same folks were not expecting a weak dollar. And it's my belief that if we start having rising prices in commodities, well, we have seen some rising prices in commodities, but that is more due to a dollar or lack of confidence in the system, perhaps, than it has anything to do with a strong demand side for commodities that are causing it to rise, but rather people just, as you say, opting out of one asset category for another that seems to be less overpriced, perhaps, than
I
stocks.
It's as simple as that. And, you know, does it feel good? You know, that's the question the investors ask. And if the stock market suddenly doesn't feel good, and they've been a little itchy for a while anyway, not certain of the levels and so forth, the valuations, and then their friend has been in commodities, and he's up $100 in gold over the last year or something, and his gold GDX is up 80% since its low, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. All of a sudden, the feel-good spreads, and the other guy gets in and makes his portfolio shift. And I think that's what you need. And that's what happened in the late 70s. The stock market had a huge rally from a bear market low in 74 through 1977. And when it peaked and started into a couple-year retreat, it really didn't collapse. It just didn't perform. It was a bad place to be. Commodities took the ball and ran with it. And it was clearly an investor class. And there was no growth to justify that. It was simply inflation and investor preference shift. And I think that's what we're facing right now.
All right. Well, very interesting report you put out, metals and mining ETF. There it's breaking through, looking bullish, which it also reaffirms your case for a bullish commodity complex. But, Michael, with just a minute or so left here, let me ask you, with regard to gold, because that is the one market that we're most focused on, where do you see any sort of key levels where if we break through, we might be on to something much higher?
Actually, 2 weeks ago, end of July, last week in July, we closed above 1265, weekly close. We closed 1268. And since then, though, it's backed off a percent, you know, and it's taken it 5-6 days to do that. We think the dailies look oversold and old on the downside, therefore they're ready to flip back up. And we think that breakout close, a momentum breakout close, it's not evident on a price chart, was in fact valid, and the fact that it didn't immediately respond does not disappoint us. Silver's in a bit different condition. Silver, in order to accomplish what gold did a few weeks ago, needs to get back over 17. We're in the mid-16s right now, 16, 30, 40 area on the September contract. So you run it up 60, 70 cents back over $17, I think it'll start to engage as well. So it's a bit lagging to gold right now. But they both look like they're ready to engage in a new surge, a new protracted up move. And we're also watching grains closely and oil and so forth, because I think it could be more concerted this year than it was last year when it was just a handful of commodities that stole the show. I think it's a broader thing this year.
Well, that certainly would make some sense with the very considerable weakness in the dollar that we've had. And I think you believe there's a lot more in store for the dollar before we see any kind of stability, right?
And longer term as well on the downside. We broke annual momentum trends. When you break an annual momentum trend, it's not a three-month trade.
Right.
It's more likely a three-year trade. So,
All right. Well, that should all be very bullish for commodities. Of course, what we want to do is not... we want to know where the markets are going objectively, and I don't know of anybody that does a better job, a non-emotional, objective view of the markets than you, Michael. So thanks again for being with us. You're always very valuable to us and to our listeners. So thanks very much. We'll look to do it next week, hopefully, again. All right, folks. Well, we got to go to commercial break, but don't go away because Peter Talman of Klondike Gold will be with us to talk about the Klondike mother lode that seems as though they may have identified it now. And if so, we think that Klondike Gold could be a very attractive place to have at least a few of your dollars tucked away in. But don't go away. We'll be right back with Peter Talman.
Auren Resources is a Canadian-based gold exploration company focused on the company's flagship Committee Bay project, located in northern Canada, one of the best mining jurisdictions in the world. The company's current resource outlined by drilling thus far stands at 1.1 million ounces of gold at over 8 grams per ton. Auren is operated by the same team that founded Asanko Gold, which is constructing a major gold mine in West Africa, and Caden Resources, which was recently purchased in November for over $200 million.
New Range Gold Corp is a Canadian junior explorer focused on its recently acquired flagship Pamlico Gold Project, located in Nevada, one of the best mining jurisdictions in the world. Known as one of Nevada's highest grade gold districts, Pamlico was held by private interests for most of its history and remains largely unexplored. Drilling by New Range is already confirming the legendary grades of the district with intercepts up to 341 grams gold per ton. Well financed with no debt, New Range is unlocking shareholder value at Pamlico and trades under TSX symbol NRG.
We're always talking business.
Talk to an expert.
Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.